The University of Michigan is increasing the cost of seat licenses for football season ticket holders. That's $600 per ticket at the top end, just for the right to buy them. That makes me wonder how we got here and why. A seat license is a fee that fans pay just to reserve the right to buy the tickets. They call it a donation, even though every single one of us apparently decided to donate the exact same amount or lose our tickets. But that allows us to call it a tax deduction. It's hard to call that honest or cheap. In fairness, Michigan was the last of the top 20 programs to adopt a seat license program back in 2005. It started gradually and left the end zone fans alone. But this week, Michigan pushed the seat license for the best tickets up to $600, and even people in the end zone will have to cough up $150 per ticket just for the right to buy the tickets. In the past decade, the total cost of my two tickets on the 10-yard line has more than tripled to over $1,700, which makes you wonder just how we got here. I can remember our parents giving us $5 each for a $2 student ticket, a hot dog, a Coke, and a little plastic football. The football players were the cheapest babysitters in town. We got hooked watching the band fly out of the tunnel, the players jump up to touch the banners, and the two little dogs nose a soccer ball up and down the field at halftime. When we became Michigan students, it never occurred to us that we would not go to every single game that we could. Former athletic director Don Canham sold the experience, and we bought it. But I'm more impressed by what he did not do: solicit donors and advertisers, charge for tours, or ask for a raise. The current athletic department now aggressively seeks donors and corporate sponsors. It has brought advertising back to Chrysler Arena in a big way, and even started sneaking it into the once pristine Big House, too. They now charge for corporate events, wedding receptions, and even school tours. Michigan's not alone, of course, and they'll tell you it's the cost of doing business. But what business? When athletic director Dave Brannon told 60 Minutes that the business model is broken, he failed to grasp it was never intended to be a business. What business does not have to pay shareholders, partners, owners, taxes, or the stars themselves, the players, and the band? From its inception, the athletic department's goal was simply to be self-sustaining. But the goal now is more, more, more. But for what? Skyrocketing salaries, for starters. In 1969, Bo Schembechler came to Michigan for $21,000. Today, the head coach receives over $3 million a year, 155 times more, and that's not even the highest in the Big Ten. Previous AD Bill Martin insisted that he be paid $1 a year for his first 2 years. His third year, he finally accepted the average rate of about $300,000. He turned down the president's offer to double his salary and all bonuses, while removing advertising from Chrysler Arena altogether. Brandon, a former CEO who's worth many millions of dollars, will make close to $1 million this year, including bonuses. That's more than the president makes, a first in Michigan history. The people behind our current business model count on our boundless passion for Michigan football to keep us coming back. But what I love are the players and the band and the tailgaters who will give just about any passerby a hot dog and a beer simply for the asking, not the money changers trying to turn a buck on every facet of our fun. I might not be alone. For the first time in decades, students are skipping the game by the thousands, and I think I know why. You don't see many kids at the games anymore, because how many parents want to shell out a few $100 for the most expensive babysitter in town? Better to bring your business associates and call it a tax deduction. But when these kids grow up, they are not addicted to Michigan football the way we were. So will I shell out $700 for my seat licenses? Yeah, probably, and they know it too. But for the first time since I plunked down $2 for a student ticket 40 years ago, I feel less like a loyal fan and more like a fool. We might be witnessing the dawn of a new era, or the dusk of an old one.